And so I think it's really important that as leaders that we are, in some cases, just meeting our people when they come to work, into the office, or at the end of the day, just to be able to show thanks and show gratitude for them as they're leaving.
Give us one of those main keys to develop those relationships built on trust, authenticity, transparency. What are some of the keys?
When you talk about how you go about building trust, I think there's five key things. I call them the five C's. You have really commitment to your mission, vision, values of the organization, commitment to your people, things that are most important to you. When you don't have the engagement, you're not getting from your people, you're not getting the most value from them. Really building a strong relationship with your people by being transparent, authentic, and available leads to an asset which has a measurable value called trust.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday, easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. And on 15 Minute Friday, I chat with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insight in 15, maybe 20 minutes, but approximately 15 minutes. Hungry business people like yourself are busy. So let's get right into it. My guest today is Chuck Cooper. He is the founder of Whitewater Consulting in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know why I couldn't, Chuck, it says NC, and for some reason I had a brain fart. He is an entrepreneur, a business consultant, a mentor, husband, father, and papa are all titles that Chuck Cooper carries proudly. He's blessed to be married to his wife, Debbie, and they are parents of three adult children, grandparents to 10 grandchildren. Chuck, excited to welcome you to the show.
It is great to be with you today, Ben. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Me too. Anything in that bio, we covered a lot of ground, but anything in the bio that we missed that you'd like to bring to the table?
I don't think anything, we really didn't miss anything. You hit all the key areas, and for me, so much of this, it's about being able to integrate our work life, our professional life, and our personal life. And so I think that bio does a really good job with that, where my main focus is on my family. The legacy that we are focused on building is family, is faith, family, and love. So that's really speaks to the legacy that we are doing. And that intro does a great job of describing it.
It does. Faith, family, and love. And I love how you mentioned integrating, like you work, but you're not living to work. You're working as part of the harmony of your life with your family, with what you get to build for them and with them. Before I go on a tangent, Chuck, I always ask my guests to bring a quote, something tweetable, something catchy to get us started with. How do you want to start the conversation today?
I really want to focus on something that's really important to me, and it has really played well into my book, and that is the following quote, which is really building strong relationships with your people by being transparent, authentic, and available leads to an asset which has a measurable value called trust.
Transparency, authenticity, availability. That's one thing that wasn't in the bio. So you're a published author. Tell us about the book.
So the book is called Unprecedented, and the subtitle to it is called Building a Multi-Generational Business on Trust, Respect, and the Valuing of People. And the book is really written for entrepreneurs and small business owners, just really helping them kind of bridge that gap into really from a leadership perspective back into their workforce, and really being able to build personal relationships with your people so that there's that connection. And really that's, when you look at your business, the most valuable asset you have are your people. So I'm just trying to help leaders be able to bridge that gap back to their people and really be able to connect so they can have a more profitable and a more sustainable, business for the long term.
We all want profitability. And I joke all the time, Chuck, people who are like, I pulled myself up from my bootstraps. I always ask the question, who made the bootstraps?
Yes.
A person did, right? People are, what's the point of working without helping and working with people? So we already have a bunch of buzzwords: authenticity, transparency, trust. What would you like to focus on? What give us one of those main keys to develop those relationships built on trust, authenticity, transparency? What are some of the keys?
I think from a business owner, from a leader perspective, really being able to just be, I think, for example, as a business owner, just showing up and being with your people during the day. Oftentimes I find that, and I find myself sometimes being really just kind of being secluded in an office where all the activity and all the important parts of your business are really being done at a different location. And so I think it's really important as leaders that we are, in some cases, just meeting our people when they come to work, into the office, or at the end of the day, just to be able to show thanks and show gratitude for them as they're leaving. And so I think that, when you talk about how you go about building trust, I think there's five key things. I call them the five C's.
Love it.
And first is really called, it's really commitment. So you have really commitment to your mission, vision, values of the organization, commitment to your people, things that are most important to you. Second is really being able to connect with your people. And how we connect oftentimes means we're having to spend time with them, just like we would with family or with some our significant other. To develop and deepen that relationship, we have to spend time with them. Third is being able to care for your people. And again, those are just really, I think in a lot of ways, just being human. And that's where the key phrase that I use a lot right now is, from a leadership perspective, it's literally being human with our people and admitting that we don't have all of our stuff together. We need help. We're seeking input from our people, our employees, from our leadership and our management team. And then, next is really being able to remain curious. We always want to be a student. So we're always asking questions. We're always gathering information so we can make the best decisions for the organization. I think that's a pretty good list right there of things that we can really focus on just to help build that trust back with our people. The fifth C, I forgot there's one called communication.
I was writing them down. I was like, there's one more, right?
Yes, communication. And communication is really the one C that really binds everything else, the other four C's together. And so the way that we communicate, again, communicating with transparency and with being authentic, is really important to developing trust, showing respect, and really leads into the valuing of our people. So that's really kind of what my cornerstones are for the work that we do with our clients right now.
I love the big five. I wrote them down: commitment, connection, care, curious, communication, which binds them all. You work with a lot of organizations, really big and some smaller ones. What's it look like when you go in and possibly these five C's aren't at work the way they're supposed to be? What does that look like? And then the follow-up's going to be, what can you do to change that? And what are the results when you start implementing these the right way?
Yeah, I think, I've got a couple of clients that come to mind right away when we talk about what does it look like when you don't have those. And in many cases, there is, for example, you have high turnover in some organizations. You're not able to attract and retain your high performing employees. You've got just a lot of stress in between the different departments within companies. You've got just real lack of trust. And you got a lack of engagement. And I think that's really one of the key areas right now that we're seeing a great deal of is the lack of the level of engagement that our employees have with the work they do remains really at an all-time low. And so those are, when you don't have the engagement, you're not getting from your people, you're not getting the most value from them. So they're not able to be at their best when they come to work. And they're not as engaged, so they're not as productive as they could be, which means you're leaving a lot of dollars on the table.
Yeah, we need to talk more about that, Chuck. You said engagement at an all-time low. I have to bring it up. What can we do specifically to raise engagement?
Again, I think the level of engagement, the only way that we are going to be able to improve that means we have to change the way that we lead. And so it really is incumbent on a leader to change, again, the way that they are, the way that they have operated as a business for, in many cases, for decades, or in some cases, just as a matter of, you know, just in the last handful of years. But really, since the pandemic, so much has changed in that area. But the level of engagement really has not. You can go back to studies all the way back to the 90s and early 2000s, and that level of engagement typically is going to run at about a third of your workforce, meaning that you've got, and based on this, the same studies, you've got over 50% of your workforce that are disengaged employees. They're literally showing up, they're doing the minimum expectations, and they are basically, I mean, they're collecting their paycheck, but they're doing just enough just to get by. Whereas your other, another small group of employees that's, you know, roughly about a third is they're showing up. They are maximizing their level of production. They are passionate about the work that they do. And they also, when they leave at the end of the day, they feel good about the work that they've done. So the way that we can start to fix and address some of those issues, though, really does go back to the five C's. And it's just a way that we connect with our teams. It also has to do with the way that our managers within the companies, with the way that they are essentially managing and leading their teams as well. And what we've seen that has made the biggest impact, if you have a manager that has a team of, say, 10 people, we have always used the model of, I'm going to manage the entire team, one, as we're going to do it all. So if you got 10 people, we're managing everybody exactly the same way. Mm. And to be able to change that, we have to, in some cases, shrink the size of our team so that we can have more of a one-to-one connection with our people. So we can actually know who they are, how they're wired, and know when we can push and when we need to back off to be able to, you know, get the most production from them. And also understand, you know, from a personal side, when they have extra capacity, how we can best communicate with them, how we can best encourage them, at the same time come along the other side and help to coach them more effectively as well. So I think that it really does come back to that leadership from the C-suite and then driving that down through the organization, through their managers, to their frontline people.
Yes, the leadership communicating, and it's the square peg round hole. You know, the square peg will fit in a square hole, but there could be triangles, there could be octagons, there could be shapes we don't even have named yet. And if we don't give them that one-to-one attention, we'll never quite understand how to lead them, right?
Exactly. And I think that's what, you know, one of the key parts of being a leader is really developing future leaders. Mm. And I think that's something that we have, in some cases, we've outsourced that to other consultants and to other, you know, types of other really outside of the consultants, we've tried to use other means to be able to develop that leader. And we have to take ownership of that ourselves and do that, because we are the ones, as the business owner, we're the ones that knows the culture of our organization. We know what we need our people to be able to do. And we need to be able to, you know, pass that on to the next generation so that your business can remain sustainable for the future.
Yeah. And we already talked about it. It's what makes it profitable, right? Like, there is financial incentive to take care of people beyond the fact it'll make your heart feel good. It'll help your business grow.
Absolutely. And the big question we have today is it people or is it profit? And the reality is, from my perspective, you have to have both. Yeah, it's people and profit to be able to go together for a long-term sustainable company.
Yeah, it's Javon McCormick, who's been on the show, talks about how, you know, people talk about process, profit, people. It's like, well, who's going to create the process? The people.
Exactly. So, and you can have the greatest technology in the world, yeah, but again, you still have to have the people to support, you know, to support the technology at the end of the day. It's just like ChatGPT today. It does amazing things, lots of capability, but in most cases, you still have to have people on the other end of that to really be able to deliver and to really make that information it provides impactful to your company.
Couldn't agree more. anyone listening, the listener, I'm talking to you, grab your pen and pencil, your pen and pencil. Wow, that's a real go-getter. Your pen and paper. Chuck's an incredible consultant. First, tell us who should be reaching out to you and how can they reach you if they might need your help?
So just so the listeners know, I have a real heart and real passion for helping serve and support entrepreneurs and small business owners. So, the reality is if you are just in a place where you are just beginning to hire people, please feel free to reach out, because oftentimes there's a lot of questions that come around, at that stage in your business life, whether or not it's the right time to hire people, what's the right process, there's maybe best practices to implement as I go through that process. On the other end, in most cases, if you have employees today, you've got challenges. Whether it's around retention, attraction, the engagement, as well as, maybe it's employee benefits. Do I outsource my HR to a third party, or do I build that in-house? Those are the type of questions that we get from companies all over the U.S. today. It's a privilege for me to be able to just be able to take 30 minutes, speak to them on the phone, understand what their needs are, give them some guidance on how they can solve that problem. Or if I can't do that, I'm happy to connect them with people in their area that can help with that, solution. So, yeah. Please feel free to reach out. I'm available on social media, on LinkedIn, as well as my website is whitewaterconsulting.net.
And that'll be easily clickable in the show notes. Integration assignment, because what's the point in, infotainment, just listening to this and not actually taking action? Yeah, granted, actually, I'm okay if you listen. You're still my listener, but I'd love for you to take action. Give us an assignment that we can integrate some of the things we've learned today, Chuck.
I think the one thing, particularly since the pandemic, and so many of our businesses have changed in a lot of different ways since then, but I think the two things that I would highly recommend. One is go back and revisit your mission, vision, values. Make sure that those statements are still accurate today. And if they need to be updated, take the time to work through that and evaluate and make those adjustments. The second thing is, I think, and this is where I'm seeing a huge disconnect. Whenever we talk to business owners, we ask them about how important culture is to their organization. On a scale of 1 to 5, oftentimes I'm hearing 4 or 5. I've had business owners say an 8 or a 10. It's really that important to them. But then when you ask that question, well, tell me about your strategic plan that you have to develop and push that important part of your business, how you go about, developing that over the next 12 months. Tell me about your plan you have to do that. And I would say 9 times out of 10, probably 10 times out of 10, they have nothing in place at all. So my one homework assignment would be sit down and think about what you want your culture to be like 12 months from now and build a plan on what you need to work on either on a monthly basis or quarterly to be able to accomplish that goal.
Love it. And Chuck, Whitewater Consulting, he can help you if you have any comments or questions. Thanks again for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
I've enjoyed it, and I hope the listeners gain value from it. And Ben, it's been great to be with you today.
Thanks, Chuck.